Call 800-657-5714. Again, 800-657-5714.
WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Ba 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 ba. For a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, I'm here with Jeff. Me and Jeff are here. Joe's out taking his walking
Rick,
stretch.
Rick's getting a phone call. Joe's on the phone.
Right.
And we got Jeff from 307 Jacks.
No.
On the line.
He's from 307, not Jacks.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
Fish 307 and Fish 307 Jacks, but I'm up north now in Lake George, New York.
Yeah, he's from New York, and Katie's the one who runs it.
Right. So I just spoke to her a few minutes ago, actually, and I have an interesting scenario that she just gave to me. So you guys know her as Katie, and that's what she is online, but when you go in the store, her name is Christine.
I found that out yesterday.
Katie Christine?
Well, you can call her either one. She answers to either. So she had a customer she fixed a motor for a couple of months ago who came back in and it was broken and you know, got on her case a little bit saying, you know, I thought that you told me all the crimps that you made in the electrical were going to be good and the motor doesn't work. So she said, well, let's take a look at it, which she did. She threw it up on the bench, and first thing she found out was the ring terminals that the customer put on, they forgot to crimp them down, so they fell off. So that didn't happen. But actually, more importantly than that, that's a common thing that we see. The trolling motors, I don't care what brand they are not designed to be run at full throttle for extended periods of time. In other words, if your big motor breaks down and you're across the bay, you don't take your trolling motor and turn it all the way up and then run across the bay with it, because what it does is it overheats everything. They're not made to do that. And you melt down your brush plates, you melt down your printed circuit boards, and the wires burn up in the head.
Oops.
And all that.
Oops, I'm saying oops too.
And that becomes an expensive issue or could potentially become an expensive issue. So I just want everybody to remember that the trolling motor is not designed to be a primary propulsion, and it's not designed to run for, say, 5 minutes or more at full throttle. And if you read your owner's manual, which nobody does, but if you were to read your owner's manual, it will tell you that, and that's true across all brands. So just to be aware of that, okay? It's a common thing, and it keeps us in business, which we like, but at the same time, we would prefer for people to use their equipment as it's designed.
But the guy left happy.
Oh, of course he did. Christine, she always does a good job. She always, you know, she, in my opinion, I've been doing this for a very, very long time, and I've fixed thousands of motors, and I've been involved with the industry for a very, very long time. She is, without question, in my opinion, if not the best, one of the very best trolling motor technicians in the country. That's something. That's something to say.
Yep.
I would tell you that she's better than me, and I'm the one that taught her. So,
hey.
That's a pretty good deal.
Some pretty good accolades right there.
Right.
It truly is. She's very, very good. She's passionate and about what you do.
I think I'm in trouble with a couple of things.
How to do.
Hey, it's only right there. I can get there pretty quick.
Yeah,
crank
it up.
Thing up, and well, I can get right across there.
Guess how I got home a couple of times when the big motor died.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there it is. Just don't turn them up all the way. That's all. Three quarters, you're all right. All the way, the number of amps running through those wires, you know, it's not really designed for that.
I've got an 80-pound thrust trolling motor on a 16-foot Carolina skiff, and if I put it on full blast, it's like I'm almost on plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a light boat for a 24 volt motor, so it should work real good for you. The other thing is where you guys fish, and you got the clam bars, the oyster bars all the time. You need to replace your props on a more regular basis, even though they look like they're fine. If you take what you have that's been beat up on that oyster bar, because it's beat up both evenly on both wings of the blade. And you compare it to a new one, you'll see that it's quite a bit smaller. So therefore, your motor is not pushing half as much water as you need to. So you're not getting out of the motor what you should be at a given amount of throttle. So,
I just changed mine out not too long ago, and I definitely saw a difference.
Right, it's a real thing. But people, they say, oh, no, my prop is fine. It looks like it's new. And then we grab out our new one, and it's got wings on it, and it's twice as wide. And they say, oh, I had no idea. It's a very common thing, especially off the oyster bars, because they tend to beat both sides of the prop evenly, so you can't tell, you know. And then the other thing, we also repair downriggers, and we're starting to see more of them in the Jacksonville store, which is good. I think the word's starting to get out that we do those also. You know, the Cannons are the most popular. But for the guys that have the old Penn downriggers, which is now Trollmaster, we have for the manual, the hand crank riggers, we have the parts for those as well, so we can fix those up also. So any of the old equipment out there that you thought wasn't repairable, we can now repair it. Might take us a few extra days because we have to acquire the parts. We don't have a huge inventory yet because the demand hasn't been there, but the parts just come from Tampa, so it only takes an extra day.
I think the turning of the economy has sent more people offshore, and that's the reason why you're starting to see more of the downriggers and stuff like that coming in. I notice our offshore bait sales have been way up, and so I think a lot has to do with the economy being much better, and we're seeing more and more people go offshore.
Probably last week they heard Tim Altman on here and just wanted to
try
to go catch those big wahoo like he does.
I know it. But so, yeah, the downrigger balls and all that downrigger setup is probably being used a lot more this year than it has been in many years. Which is a good thing. I'm happy to see it. I know. And what else is going on?
What else is going on? Well, let's see. If you want to have a fishing report from the Great White North, we've got the salmon are hitting very well up here on Lake George and on Lake Ontario. If you're into the Kings, I had two of my guys go out there last week, and they caught 11 fish. The smallest one was 21 pounds. The biggest one was 33.
Wow.
All nice fighters, all off the riggers. They use the light action fish 307 rods, so they 9-foot rods, trolling rods, and they had a ball bringing them in. They have lots of, you know, real happy pictures, obviously, and they're hanging a real nice line of fish. And so I'm thinking tomorrow or Monday I'm going to have a couple pounds of nice smoked salmon.
That's what I was going to say. Boy, y'all are getting some beautiful fish up there and some great eating.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then in Lake George, we fish for Atlantics, which are smaller, but the fishing's been good, and lake trout. And a lot of people like lake trout. I don't particularly care for lake trout myself, except if you smoke it. It's kind of got a little stronger flavor. But the beauty of pulling fish out of here is it's cold, clean, deep water. There's no industry on the lake. You can drink the water from the lake. So
we're
catching them down about 130 to 160 feet. And
wow.
Yep, they're coming out of 42-degree water, so the flesh is real firm and tasty, and the fish fight good. And
don't have to worry about worms either in that cold water.
What's the warmest temperature, Jeff, y'all get up there in that water?
Okay, so up along the surface, we get into the high 70s, low 80s. You know, it's warmer now. You know, 15, 20 years ago, we never saw 80. Now we touch 80, 81. But mostly in the mid to high 70s is as high as we get, and that's in the first 7 feet. And below that, then the temperature drops dramatically. The thermocline, which is where the real line is about 35 feet down. That's where you have water that's above 50 degrees and then water that's in the 40s.
Now, the coldest, I don't even want to ask. I know it freezes, right?
Lake George freezes. Yeah,
yes.
You get up to 30 inches of ice.
30 inches of ice.
Hasn't been that thick the last few years, but 2 years ago we actually had 26 inches. I do remember, though, the winter of, this is going back a ways, the winter of 1998, we had 39 inches of ice that year. The whole lake, it's a 32-mile-long lake, and I drove my truck from the north, from the south end all the way, and I drove off at the north end, which was an unusual experience.
Ice road trucking, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. But, no, we generally, last few years, we get around 20, 25 inches, and ice fishing is a very, very, very big thing here. We actually are busier at this store for ice fishing than we are in the summertime. And this is a world-class summer resort, but the ice fishing here is just tremendous.
Well, we're real happy to be with Fish Florida right now.
Yes. We got the Fish Florida app, which is a super-duper thing, which Fish 307's been involved with for a few years. Victoria has done an amazing job, and we have the now there's the Fish Florida TV as part of the Fish Florida app. So everybody should go out and check the Fish Florida app. It's a really good thing. She just updated it, upgraded it, and did all of that great stuff. And we want to welcome Rick and your show and Joe to that format.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really exciting thing. I know that Fish 307 has been involved for a few years, and it's been, you know, fun for us. And I'm sure it's going to be fun for you. And I'm really excited that you guys are involved.
And we're excited that you guys have been with us for quite a long time now.
Yeah.
Since we started.
Yep. And that young lady that runs the show over there on Mayport Road, she runs the whole deal, don't she?
She does. Yep. Christine or yes. Katie. Yeah. She definitely runs the whole deal. I was down there when we started.
Yeah.
We got a commercial.
That's all right. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, I was down there when we started, but I gave her the whole program. So.
Wow.
He runs the whole deal.
Good deal. Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
Jax. That's from Jax.
That's Fish 307 Jax. Yes.
I always want to put the Jax first.
No, you always do.
Oh, no.
All right. 904-831-1023. You're listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville. The phone number is 831-1023. FishFloridaGoneFishing.com is the website. Go by there, check it out. Download that app. Hold tight. Be right back.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim over at Fat Cats Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, welcome back. Guys, I saw something very sad on Facebook this week. Evidently, a couple had gone to a lake or some type of water area, and it had a little bit of the blue-green algae in it. So, but they went swimming in it unaware of, you know, that it was harmful. And they had their dog with them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's like three dogs that...
Well, no, this one here, I think, was just one, to my knowledge, anyway.
Yeah, there was like a couple more out of the same area.
The dog died on died.
Yeah.
He got very sick on the way home, and he died by the time they got home. This algae, guys, is what they call blue-green algae and so on. It can kill animals very easily. It can make you very, very sick. So don't take your dog down to an area where you can... See the
stagnant water,
or the water is a little bit of the green side or a green tint to it. It can be very harmful to your pets.
Yeah, because the dogs, when they're breathing it, they're breathing in the toxins, and their noses are right at water level.
A lot more so than we do.
Yep.
On that. And speaking of the blue green algae, they have been running tests up and down the west coast of Florida, and at this point, they still only have small traces of the, they call it background concentrations in the southwest Florida area and the northwest Florida, not northeast, northwest Florida. And when they say background concentration, that means a very small amount, but it's first time that's shown up on any of the reports at all. And so we're hoping that this does not blow into something like it did last year. But I think we're further along into the year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That
it was like in, May and June,
yes.
They were having high concentrations of algaes and also, the red tide issues and things like that.
FWC does have a red tide website in which you can get all the additional information that you need. So if you're going to the West Coast and you're concerned about it, go to FWC and look at that. I guess the Red Tide, they call it again, the Red Tide website. There you see.
Now, what areas hit? Was it Southwest Florida that took the big hit?
Took the big hit, and that's the area that we talked about last week that is still closed. You can catch and release only for trout, snook, and redfish. They have also gone down there and put a lot of the fish into the water,
mm-hmm.
restocked it.
Mm-hmm.
And they right now it appears that this year and next year will be catch and release only. But they feel like what's the restocking of this year and next year, it should bring it all back to full steam and people can start catching.
Did you see the video I posted last week of, I found it on Facebook, some divers were underneath the U.S. 1 bridge.
Oh, yes.
The snook.
The amount of snook down there.
My God.
Where was it?
It looked like Jupiter.
Jupiter?
Yeah.
I was going to say Stewart or down yep. that way.
Rick, you have it up on Rick Bait Tackle.
Dude, these snook just, it looked like minnows just swimming around everywhere.
We might have to run down there Saturday.
Yeah, I got it on the Rick's Bait and Tackle. Speaking of Rick's Bait and Tackle website, and I'll leave it up. We're not a perfect bait and tackle store, but we do work our tails off to be as good as we can be.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I get into this discussion, and it amazes me that fishermen have such short memories. Every August, people, the hardest thing in the world is to keep shrimp alive. Right now, they can't even catch mud minnows because mud minnows will not go into the trap due to the heat. And if they do go into the trap, they die.
Cook.
Yeah, they die before usually the mud minnow trapper can get to them. So instead of wiping out thousands of mud minnows, and they just don't try to catch them. They put out very few traps and see what happens. The shrimp is the same way. The shrimp... or whiskers and eyeballs,
yep.
a lot of times, depending what area that they're being caught in. But these shrimp also are very unhealthy during all this heat.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get some bad shrimp every now and then. And look in your bucket, we'll make it good. And I'm leaving the post up that the gentleman kind of kicked our tail a little bit. And
hey.
But
I think it was a size deal, you know. And
August is,
you know, the thing is, you know, the bait and tackle stores, y'all aren't the ones catching these shrimp. You're buying them,
yeah.
and you buy them from the wholesaler, and the wholesaler's the one that's going out and getting them from the
and
boat.
And the wholesaler supplies every
right.
bait and tackle shop in
yeah.
the city. It's the same
and,
wholesaler.
You know,
everybody's got the same shrimp.
And that's one thing, you know, if people would, if you know you're going to go fishing and you know you're going to go buy shrimp, those shrimp don't do well in 90-plus degree
Your
temperature.
Weather.
Get a couple of water bottles, throw them in the freezer the night before, drop a water bottle into that bucket with your shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
It will make all the difference in the world. They're a lot feistier.
Yeah.
They're feistier in that little bit cooler water,
right.
and they're going to live a lot longer.
I'm just still amazed at, you know, and some people have issues, some don't, but mixing shrimp and mud minnows in the same bucket.
Oh no, that's
it just.
Well, no, your mud minnows are gonna eat the eyes off all of the shrimp anyway.
Well, they start with the legs and they go to the
yeah.
eyeballs, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, I was down in Tampa last week. I went on a cruise, and when we came back, I stayed at my buddy's house, and we went fishing that afternoon. We went down to John's Pass. We were talking about that, and we went to a bait shop down there and bought, you know, four or five dozen shrimp. And their shrimp, they had them graded.
Yeah, that's
okay?
what they do on the West Coast.
They had their shrimp graded, and the shrimp were like, I don't know, $4 a dozen, and those were small shrimp. And then they had sort of large shrimp, and then they had selects.
Right.
The selects were $8 a dozen, and they weren't but 3.5 inches, three inch shrimp. So, I mean, the shrimp that we get here, I would say are what they're calling selects down there that they're paying $8 a dozen for.
Yeah, here on the East Coast, thank God, I could not see us sitting there grading shrimp. How much time does he have to take?
Well, down South Florida, when we're down around Sebastian, they sell fiddlers by the dozen.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
You know? I mean, how would you like to count 10,000 fiddlers, you know?
Your fingertips would get sore before the end of the day.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think I've been around the state, and I see the prices that other people are charging. And our bait shops here, you know, Rick's, Brown's, B&M, whatever. I mean, y'all are pretty close on price on your baits.
All three of us are, and we're much cheaper than the rest of the state.
Yeah.
People from South Florida, when they come up here and they grab bait, they go, how much?
And you think,
are you sure that you're charging us right?
Yeah.
They think, you know, we
they
think
said, they're mad. They're looking at their partner to go, go get three more dozen, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's same thing from in Georgia. They sell it by the pint.
Yeah, yeah.
They sell what by the pint?
Live shrimp.
Live shrimp, really?
And so when the shrimp are really big.
You're not getting as many baits.
No.
Yeah.
It's not by the dozen, it's by the pint.
We were having a discussion on shrimp yesterday, and I was like, you know, give me a 6-inch shrimp. I will fish that all day long. Mm-hmm. And they were talking, oh, I like the little shrimp, you know, the 2-inch shrimp. Like, man, if I'm going after big trout, give me one of those big ones.
It's just not necessarily true that bigger is better with bait. It just isn't. You know, I mean, my point of view, I don't think it is.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. It
maybe depends on what you're fishing for, but not always. A bigger bait is better, you know.
Well, one
everybody
thing,
wants the hugest mud minnows. They want the biggest shrimp.
I told Terry.
The biggest finger mullet.
The big mud minnows I don't like. I like
if I'm fishing for big flounder, I like those big mud minnows.
I don't. I like medium-sized one.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, I've caught 12-inch flounder on a 6-inch mud minnow. You know, just giant mud minnows. And those flounder are so aggressive. Oh, did you see the picture?
I got it on my
website. Yeah, the video. There is a flounder, and a guy's pulling a little
white
jig right next to us.
Yeah,
he
attacks that
white
thing.
White curly tail.
Yeah.
Boom. And that fish was gone. And it was amazing. If you've never watched a flounder hit a bait or watched any, I mean, there's plenty on YouTube of flounder. It's really neat to watch them. And there was one that was, you know, more of an up north thing. They were fluke fishing or whatever. But they would show these fish, and they're reeling, and that fish is swimming right behind it, right behind it. Now, figure if you're in a boat and you're reeling it in, that fish is following it, and he's not eating it. As soon as you pull it up to your boat, what's that fish going to do?
Drop down.
Drop down. Yeah. So always after you've worked an area for a while, it's always good to just
drop
take
down
something. And I'll leave one down on the bottom by the boat, just, you know, sitting there. And I can't count how many times that I've went to pull it and I've been snagged on a nice flounder. sitting underneath the boat, you know, just have that extra one sitting down there to pick up those fish that are following your bait in.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, I've also had, we got a little bit of time left on this segment here before we go into break. Well, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
All right, guys, we got 30 minutes left in the show. I'm going to give you some information. I want y'all to check it out. You're listening live to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing radio show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. You can call us live at 831-1023, area code 904. That's 831-1023. There's an app you need to go get, and you can get it at fishfloridagonefishing.com. If you're into fishing and hunting, you want this app, people. It is fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go to that website, look for the yellow app, download it on your phone, and you're going to love it. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
The year was 1957, and two of the top 10 movies that year were The Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller, and two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. They can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock that now come in many magnificent colors. New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes for rent and sale from the beaches to the south side and north to south along the 295 East Corridor. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 962-0243, 962-0243.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's jacksonvillepowersports.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Save on Junior's tops. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim, just $19.99. And $2.99 bath towels. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 back-to-school purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. This weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid through August 18th. 20% with promo code SAVENOW. 10 off 50 with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently, and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusion apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled earlier. Remaining balance due and limited basic after 9/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line without a paid data deprioritization during ingestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey,
we're back.
We're back. And we have Rick on line one. Rick, how you doing,
What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm doing all right.
Good.
You're Orlando Bando.
Yes, sir. Here in Central Florida.
Right.
What's hot down in Orlando besides the weather?
The bass.
The fishing.
Yeah. The fishing, good.
It's always hot, isn't it?
Oh, man, it is. And I mean, we got rain every day, it seems like. Every day at the same time, we're getting a little bit of rain. And that's bringing up our lakes and creeks, which is good. And also bringing up the fish. right now it's really hot, especially in Florida, is a night fishing. That is really really skyrocketed here in Central Florida, is that the night fishing, bass fishing.
Night.
Is, yeah,
I'd be too scared of the gators.
Well,
I'm staying away from the freshwater at night.
No, that's actually at night. I mean, there are a lot of gators, of course. Be careful. But
you just need a flashlight to look for them red eyes, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have a spotlight on your boat, I promise you. Yeah.
I was going down around the turn, well, not the turnpike, but whatever that road is that goes around there, and you go over a couple of these lakes. And if you shine a flashlight out there as you're driving over, all you see is hundreds and hundreds of eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm not getting in that reflective water.
You'll see them. And, I mean, of course, there's certain canals and creeks that I won't go down, you know. And a lot of times, especially at night, I'll use a topwater. And as soon as they hear that thing, you know, twitching on top, oh, they're going for it. So you got to really be careful. But something else I found that works good at night is if you use, and believe it or not, like a June bug color or a black worm, like a 10-inch power worm with a ribbon tail, it's phenomenal. And you wouldn't think so at night, but it is. And simple rule of thumb when fishing at night, especially for bass, is if you're fishing in stained water, you want to go out when it's like new moon. I mean, full moon.
Right,
full moon. Yeah. Now, if it's a clear water, you want to go out new moon.
Right.
Now, if you're fishing a clear water lake, go out new moon. If you're fishing a stained water lake, which most of them here in Central Florida are, man, whenever that full moon rises or, you know, 3 or 4 days before or 3 or 4 days after, go fish. It is phenomenal, and it's a good way to beat the heat.
Well, that moon, I'll tell you what, two nights ago was giant, absolutely beautiful when it came up.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been on the water.
Yep.
Should have been on the water.
Rick,
when they come out.
What is the percentage? How many people still use shiners? Quite a few?
Yeah, a lot of people use shiners. I mean, being a competitive bass fisherman, I mean, I'm artificial only.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people use shiners. Beginners, you know, will use shiners. The reason why is because, you know, there's really, you just find the spot. You know, shiners are a great way of catching fish because it is the actual, you know, natural prey of them.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, a lot of beginners, if you want to get out, if you want to take someone out and have them positively catch fish, never use artificial, whatnot, take them out, use shiners, you know. Me personally, I'm just artificial. It's more hunting in it with artificial bait than it is with shiners to me.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the charter guys and all, when they take their people out, they probably just throw a float and a shiner on there and say, catch that fish.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know,
and I mean, yeah, and it's great for like if you're taking kids out,
right?
You know, if you're taking kids out, you take them out, put some shiners on there, and you're gonna catch some fish,
mm-hmm.
you know. But for more of us hunters, I'd say, you know, the artificial is the way to go.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, like I said, I mean, it is really heating up. So in Florida, I'm a competitive bass fisherman, so I fish a lot of tournaments, and like tomorrow night, I got one at Lake Eustis. And, you know, it's a nighttime tournament. So we go out in the evening time, we fish through the night, you know. And it really makes it interesting because there's two sets of fish out there. You know, I mean, some people say the fish get spooked by all the wave runners and party boats out there during the day. So at night when it's calm, you know, them big fish will come out of the deep. They'll come out. They'll go into the shallows. Well, so you're getting a chance of fishing a lot of fish who are not high pressured, you know, and – and one of the number one things you got to remember when fishing at night is your rod lockers, your live wells. Don't slam them lids. Everything's magnified at night. You know, you got to be quiet. Another thing I try not to do is I try not to have a bunch of lights on. You know, of course I look for the gators, but then I'll just have just a simple headlamp on. You know,
try
not to spook them.
The lily pads. Biggest time of the year for lily pads.
Biggest time of the year for lily pads be summertime.
Be summertime, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those fish are hiding up under it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for some shade. Lily pads provide excellent shade, and it's a great ambush spot. A lot of people don't realize one of the best places for lily pads is if you could find a group of lily pads where there's a drop-off, fish that outside edge, because a lot of them are sitting there ambushing that bait fish is coming by.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, now if you use a frog, of course, you want to go up close to the bank, you know.
Okay. Now, fishing artificials with lily pads, technique, Throw them on top, let them fall in between.
There's a lot of different ways you could do it. Like I said, you could go on the outside edge and just fish the outside edge, which I've caught a lot of big fish doing it that way. I've also thrown a frog up. Like, I'll actually throw the frog on the bank or the dock or, you know what I mean, the seawall, and let it soft drop into there, not make a big commotion, and then try to pop it off them lily pads right there. You'll be surprised how many big fish sit around the edge waiting for something to jump off that bank or off that dock. And, you know, because it's like a fallen, you know, falling frog. Mm-hmm. And so they'll ambush it right there. Other than that, a lot of people make the mistake when they fish through the pads, they don't stop. If you stop and pause, oh, my goodness, you can have you an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that top water plug, same thing.
I use a popper, believe it or not.
That's what I use, yeah.
Even around the lily pads, I use a popper. Of course, you got to be careful because using a popper, you have treble hooks. So, you know, and I use braid wire or braid line, and that's the only line I use.
How many pound tests do you use in bass fishing?
Well, it depends on what
like if you're fishing around lily pads and things like that.
Lily pads, I use 30.
Okay.
You know, if I'm fishing where I'm punching through deep hydrilla or something like that, I'll use a 50.
Wow.
But normally, lily pads, 30 pound test. And I use American Tackle's Bushido Combat Braid. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Bushido's good stuff.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you what, bud. We enjoy that call that we get from you every week because that's the information that we're looking for. And, you know, there's a lot of people down in that area that are looking for that information because, believe it or not, there's still a ton of people. That bass fish, and most of Florida, especially along the coast, everything's salt water.
But not really, you know, Joe. How many pictures have we seen?
Yes.
A big old bass caught around this area in the different lakes and everything.
Right off the interstates.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, Florida has some of the largest numbers of record bass. I mean, I came from Oklahoma, and everybody talked about the Florida, you know, black bass strand. Florida is recognized as a giant bass capital. And,
bass,
you know,
capital
it gets
of the world.
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, and it gets overlooked because of all the great saltwater fishing there is here and flats fishing. But don't forget, there's freshwater right here in the middle. It's awesome. It's phenomenal. And it's beautiful. I mean, some of the areas around here is absolutely spectacular.
Especially when you can pull over off the side of the road into a into a lake right off the side of the interstate. And sling a
retention,
and sling one out there and get a 6 or 8 pounder right off the bat, you know.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize how many, you know, public accesses there are to some of these even smaller lakes. And on that Fish Florida mobile app, you can actually go there and find which lakes are public, and they have public launch ramps on there and everything else. So if you wanted to go and find a lake that's close to home that has a good public ramp, go to the Fish Florida app. You can find it there.
Yep.
Okay, everybody. Now, Rick can be found, and all his information can be found on the Fish Florida apps.
Yes.
And Rick is a very active part of our Fish Florida program, and we want to thank you so much for your calls because we were getting people asking all the time about freshwater, and most of us in here is kind of salty.
Yeah.
And you're, I mean, we fished, you know, fresh water as kids, you know, growing up and everything, and now it's a lot of salt. But the interest in fresh water is just unbelievable, especially with a kayak now. That's what I want to do is get back out.
Joe, we got somebody in the line waiting?
Yes, I guess we do. All right, Rick, thank you again, my friend. Check in with us next week. All right, buddy.
All right, tie
line. All right. All right, caller, we'll be with you right after this break. Hold tight, and we'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the poling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
And who do we have on the telephone at this time?
Hey, guys, it's Linnea.
What a great way to end the day. All right.
Hey, this, I'll tell you what, the show's went by quick.
I know it.
It's going by quicker now.
Yeah. How you doing, Linnea?
I'm good. I'm in Oregon right now.
Are you really?
You're in Oregon. Yeah.
Is it cold?
Yep. No. Yes, for me it is.
Is it foggy?
But no, it's a little overcast today.
Oh, is Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Oregon. Is like you play in Oregon?
Are you?
That's how they pronounce it around here.
Is there anywhere to walk around the interstates, or is it all occupied?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to say I did see a news post on the TV here watching their local news that they had to post where they have streets shut down in Portland to avoid that area because they have scheduled Antifa protests. So I was like, wow.
Wow. They schedule them.
Wow.
Okay, you can shut the highways down from 2 to 3:45.
Oh, it's like main business areas in downtown Portland.
So what are you doing there? When did you get up there?
Well, my mom lives out this direction, right. My brother, and I had done one of my dogs that's been passed that had died of cancer. I had done two breedings, and the one lady lives down in Drain, Oregon, has the last litter off of her female, And so I'm getting a granddaughter of my dead dog.
Nice.
So only good way to fly her safely from Oregon to back to Jacksonville, Florida, is to take her as carry-on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, with the temperatures and stuff and the length
of
flight.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too good.
Yeah, and they just got out of a heat wave themselves. So, you know, it was kind of be one of those things, be kind of a pain to get her on the flight in Oregon and out of here when it's below 80 degrees and get her picked up in Jacksonville before it got above 80 degrees. So
you could just drive back. Wouldn't take you but a week.
I already did that once. Thanks.
So are you going to fish anything up there? Are you going to do any fishing at all?
No, yeah. I'm going to see family. It's kind of quiet. I'm kind of bummed because I'm missing my fishing this weekend. Oh, I've already been told about how my other half gets to go fishing without me.
So Kyle's all set in school? And
yep, we're surviving the first week of school. It's been a little bit of a three-ring circus with buses running late, then buses showing up early, and having an emergency orthodontist. And missing the bus. Oh yeah, it's been just about everything you can imagine this week.
Wow, good stuff.
Yeah.
So the Florida lure anglers fixing to be starting up.
Yeah, they're fixing to be starting up. They've got their membership meeting happening there. I tell you, the 26th.
26th, and that will be.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday night.
And that will be at Mudville Grill.
Yes. Bill said he would be there about 5:30 to start taking membership applications.
Now who's Bill?
And the meeting will
Bill who?
Lancaster.
Gets
I had to think about that for a second.
Is he the new president?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Actually, he's the same president.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
I think I'm going to fix that this year.
Yep. The meeting will start at 7:00. And then you'll be able to get the schedule. Usually, typically what happens is they have the meeting and then the Saturday after is the tournament. And the one thing I didn't find out is if the tournament's starting that coming Saturday, or is it going to be like 2 weeks out because of the holiday weekend and all that kind of stuff. And usually they try to skip around the holiday weekend. So,
well, I'm hoping to get you back in the studio in the next couple of weeks, the 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then get you out in the water. Yeah. So
yep,
go ahead.
I had a nice weekend last weekend. I got a beautiful 31 inch right on top water.
I saw that.
High nice. Tide.
Yep.
So
out of your normal spots.
We were actually over in Clapboard Creek when that happened.
Nice.
So and just before that, Steve had gotten himself a beautiful 32 inch red.
Woohoo!
That's yeah, I told
great. Him. Hey, had to beat you out.
Go ahead.
He had to beat you out.
I know. He actually got it first, so I was trying to play catch-up.
Right.
So, yeah, that guy weighed in at about 10 and a half pounds. So he was. I told him to stop playing with the show drag and just land the darn fish. Then I got to see him, and I went, oh, never mind.
That one's bigger than the one I caught. So.
What's that?
So that one's bigger than the one I caught.
Yeah.
So. Well,
okay.
Good. I hope you have a good trip up there with your mom and make sure your little puppy's good. Are you getting a male or female?
It's a little female.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that will be another Aussie?
Border Collie.
Border? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yep.
Oops.
That's okay. They're similar breedings. So.
Yeah. They look a lot alike.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Yep.
So.
Good dogs.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
All right,
so
kid.
when you back in town?
I come back Sunday night, so I'll be ready to get through my work week so I can go fishing next weekend.
Yes, and that's
beautiful. Great. And be ready for the following Monday for the Florida Lure.
The only family I know has got two boats, 9 kayaks.
I know. We got
plenty of kids.
We kind of got a herd of them.
Man, what I love is, this broke boat down. Okay, let's go get
let's
the other
go
one.
Let's go the other one.
Yeah.
And yeah, we get the other one out of retirement.
Down, then you just take the kayaks.
And then, both boats broke down. Then take your pedal.
Pedal such a herd.
Yep, we got such a herd, and we got a herd of, rods and reels. So it's like, oh, my Lord. I look in the garage, and it's like, oh, goodness.
Well,
yeah. You're probably a little short on a few. Tell Steve to make you a few more.
Oh, he's got one already in process for me.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, Lynette Holiday, one of our regulars, part of the Fish Florida Going Fishing Show. And we look forward to explaining to you all the new things that we got going on.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for the
Talk
call.
To you later.
All right.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, guys.
Have a
guys.
Good one, Linnea.
People have been asking me and asking Joe, what's the deal, Fish Florida and Going Fishing Show? Well, we're still two separate entities that have come together to form a entity. And the working with Fish Florida has been a pleasure. It's kind of exploding all of a sudden, a little bit faster maybe than we're ready for, but it's on its way. Yeah, I think it's going to be a program. Joe is the expert on the apps and everything, but there are many different apps and many different parts of this program that you really need to look at. Joe, real quick, you want to explain something?
Yeah, check out Fish Florida Association. That's where you get all your information at, Fish Florida Association. Or go to our website, fishfloridagonefishing.com. You'll get all the information you need, and it'll explain everything about what's going on.
I'm very positive about it. Yeah. I'm very happy about the relationship we have formed.
Guys, please have a safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. You got a low tide tomorrow, Mayport, at 4:30 in the morning and a high at 10:45. Y'all be careful out there, and we'll see everyone next week on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say good night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-2525. That's 800-461-2525. 800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985,
We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.